There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that,
this is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby! That's right, this man knows what's up!
After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high-stepper. No step too high for a high-stepper.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the deal we got? I mean, the deal we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, you're banned.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my...
At 12:07, FM Talk 106.5, and time to start Midday Mobile on this Tuesday, and easy to be part of the show. On the text line, the most popular, but you don't always take the road less traveled. The most popular road is the text line at 343-0106, 343-0106. In addition, that same number works for a phone call, 343-0106. And with the FM Talk 106.5 app, you can leave us a talkback message using that microphone icon right there on the front page. And I will say this, too, that with 55 hours a week of live local shows on this station, 7 days a week live shows, independent radio station, yeah, with local voices on the station. There's going to be a show you want to comment on or chime in, ask a question, something like that. So keep that number handy. It may not be today, maybe someday during the week or on the weekend. Keep it handy for that. All right. As we get started, coming up in about 20 minutes or so, yeah, a little over 20 minutes, April Marie Fogle joins us. Of course, we will talk about the aftermath of the Charlie Kirk assassination. Also, a week out from Election Day in the runoff for the Mobile mayoral. We'll get into that. As I was listening to some of the, and I think last night they had the debate with Fox 10, and I-65 resurfaces as kind of being the front lines. Remember that from the old Fred Richardson days, that our city was split by 65? It's like the Maginot Line or something like that. We'll get some of that on the show today. Also, a reminder, once again today, another family four-pack of tickets for the G&D Outdoor Expo. That's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the grounds. I was just out at G&D yesterday, hanging out with the gang there. And Lee was there, too. But everybody else I wanted to see, plus Lee Davis. You listen, Lee? I love that guy. But the Outdoor Expo, 3 days of the Outdoor Expo starts Friday. But your chance to win tickets coming up sometime between now and 2 o'clock today. So prepare yourselves for that. All right. Also, we'll look at Memphis, walking in Memphis, making that safe again. That's the plan here. That's where the federal force will go. They better get ready. I talking to a friend of mine's son this weekend. We're at his house. His son was home from, lives in Memphis. Went to Memphis, and we're talking about his car. We're out there in the, talking about the vehicle he's driving now, and then his car that he used to drive that my buddy keeps, like, you know, as a third car at the house. And we talk about how many times that his car was broken into as a student at Memphis, 13 times. 13 times. There's people in Midtown that didn't have their car broken into 13 times. He was talking about that. So Memphis, not just the violence, but the property crimes as well in there. We'll look at what the White House says they're going to do there. And, yeah, as I mentioned to Jeff, I just have to do this. When I hear this stuff, and this is my problem with populism. Okay, this is it. And it's probably exemplified today, and it has been before. Like I said, most of the time, I'm like, yeah, good Trump. I like what Trump's doing. But there's 20% of the time that I go, no. No. And that is that populism. It's whatever the thing is right then. It's my question about moving federal troops into Memphis, if needed, but still, is it a violation of the way we set up our system? The other one is, if y'all hadn't figured out over time here, I'm a fan of our Bill of Rights, but I am a First Amendment and Second Amendment fan, so that's why they're one and two, right? Pam Bondi. So, Pam Bondi comes out. This was not a good day for Pam Bondi, at least in my opinion, yesterday. Not a good day for Pam Bondi and things she said. she is. And by the way, also, it was going on earlier today. FBI Director Kash Patel got into an exchange with Senator Cory Booker, which, by the way, Cory Booker said that Trump's going to boot him from the job soon. I kind of agree with Cory Booker, by the way. We'll see where that goes. But they started talking about hate speech and free speech. And this is what Pam Bondi was talking about. So two things here. Number one, the discussion of the person at Office Depot who didn't want to print the Charlie Kirk flyers. That's one thing. To me, even the bigger one here is she's on this podcast, right? So she's on a podcast, the Katie Miller podcast. I don't know about it, but maybe y'all do. I don't know Katie Miller. I don't know Katie Miller podcast. She's on there, though, and they start talking about hate speech. And she said, well, I'll let her tell you in her own words. Here's Pam Bondi on the, and I don't know if it was recorded, but it must have been recently. I think probably maybe recorded and released the same day. But here's Bondi yesterday talking about hate speech.
There's free speech and then there's hate speech. And there is no place, especially now, especially after what happened to Charlie, in our society.
Do you see more law enforcement going after these groups who are using hate speech and putting cuffs on people so we show them that some action is better than no action?
We will absolutely target you, go after you, if you are targeting anyone with hate speech, anything. And that's across the aisle.
Okay. Come on. This is the problem with populism. And if you're somebody in the past that has challenged all the left ideas on hate speech, and now all of a sudden it's okay, right? Now it's fine because your person's in the White House. This is not a country of what kind of has become of the cults of personality. The cult you need to have a personality with is the Constitution, the Bill of Rights. This is the baseline that keeps us tethered. If you don't have that baseline, you move further and further away and you become, to be cliched word of the last 5 or 6 years, you live in a dystopian world. You have to have a baseline. Hate speech to one is not hate speech to another. In other words, you say this thing that is unpopular. Depends on who is in power, whether it's popular or not, right? And so I don't care if she's Donald Trump's attorney general or not, she's absolutely wrong. Now, if people are going to hurt somebody, there's slander and libel and all those things in speech, and you can go after them. But to say an opinion, I mean, that is not popular, and to say there's free speech and then there's hate speech, if you libel or you slander, okay. If you incite, right, we've talked about that. If you say, go down there and kill so-and-so right now, okay, different story. But if you say, this person's horrible, this person, let's do it, what the left loves to say, this person's a Nazi. You can talk about how that has fomented discontent and could, but it is protected speech. And to have a Republican attorney general come out and say, there's free speech, but then there's hate speech. And we're going after you, which is, I mean, let's look at the United Kingdom. Let's look at England, right? Germany, where they do not have the same First Amendment protections we do. People post something unpopular on social media and they get put in prison for it. That's what happens when you don't have a tether and a dedication to our rights as ensconced on paper by the founders. When you start saying, well, yeah, but it's, you know, it's really not convenient for these people to say mean things about Charlie Kirk. No, it's not convenient, but it is a First Amendment right. Yes, and on this, I am a stick-in-the-mud constitutionalist. I said the other part of this, too, was the story of the person at the Office Depot, right? So here's another one here. So this from The Hill says, Bondi threatens charges over Office Depot employee who wouldn't print the Charlie Kirk flyers. And I see this one a little bit differently than the first one. said Attorney General Pam Bondi yesterday said the Justice Department was investigating an incident where a Michigan Office Depot employee refused to print flyers advertising a vigil for conservative activist Charlie Kirk. Says businesses cannot discriminate. If you want to go in and print posters with Charlie's pictures on them for a vigil, you have to let them do that. We can prosecute you for that, Bondi said. Okay. Does this go back to the cake, baking the cake? Now, Office Depot has the right to fire that person and have their boxes packed and thrown out front of the store in a minute. They, as a private company, have the right to boot that doofus. But to say now that, so there's hate speech she's going after, because if it goes after the right, we're going to go after hate speech. And then to turn around, well, here's what she said about the Office Depot thing.
That's horrific. It's free speech, but you shouldn't be employed anywhere if you're going to say that. And employers, you have an obligation to get rid of people. You need to look at people who are saying horrible things, and they shouldn't be working with you. Businesses cannot discriminate. If you want to go in and print posters with Charlie's pictures on them for a vigil, you have to let them do that. We can prosecute you for that. I have Harmeet Dillon right now in our civil rights unit looking at that immediately, that Office Depot had done that. We're looking at that.
So you're going to go prosecute Office Depot. But I imagine when the tables are turned, you support the right of the bakery not to bake the cake. Remember, bake the cake for the gay wedding. Remember that whole story? Which, I'm too much of a capitalist. I don't get that. I'm like, hey, they want to buy a cake. Come on, I don't care what you're doing. I'll make you a cake. But those people had their beliefs, their First Amendment beliefs. They did not want to make the cake. They did not want to be forced into commerce to do something they didn't want to do. Now, I understand this is not, I don't think, Office Depot policy. It's one person there at the at whatever this Michigan Office Depot who refused to do it. I think Office, and I agree, Pam Bondi said, well, they should be fired. Well, fire them. But to say that you're going to go after, you're going to use the force of government and the civil rights unit to go after Office Depot, so many depots, so little time, train depots, furniture depot, Office Depot, you're going to go after them because they refused to put the poster out? We have, this is 24 hours from the AG, she has absolutely lost her mind. And that is the problem with populism. Coming right back. Get your texts and calls, 343-0106.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Right, 1222, FM Talk 106.5, Midday Mobile, Tuesday style. This segment of the show brought to you by Stone Arms. In there yesterday, hanging out with my buddy Jeff Stone. Actually, I called him, so, you know, I talk about, number one, if you want to get your green light to get a silencer, right, the easiest place to do it, and I mean, honestly, after years of goofing around with it earlier this year, went into Stone Arms. They got a kiosk there. It's right on, when you walk in, it's just on the wall to your right when you walk in. He says expect 30 to 45 minutes. I finished in 20 minutes and in 2 weeks got my green light back from the feds to get that can I'd been wanting and possibly putting out on a modern sporting rifle, but also brag on their gunsmithing. You know, this is something we need. If you're working on an older gun, putting a new gun together, mounting things. So I called Jeff and I said, hey man, I got a scope. I need to get on a rifle, which, by the way, gun freaks, hit me up on the text line. I'll tell you, if I did have a rifle that I just got in recently, I'll tell you about it on the text line. I probably don't have one. I'm probably making it up. But I said, hey, I need to get this long-range turret scope mounted on this rifle, which is scope I can tell you about on the text line too. I called him. He said, yeah, we can do it because I've gotten them to do gunsmithing work. He said, tell you what, on a scope mount like that, we'll do it right now. Like sometimes you drop off, you know, your firearm to get the work done. He said, no, just hang out. Which is cool because it's a cool shop to look around and all the accessories, all the firearms at the store. But I mean, I'm talking 10 minutes or so, scope mounted, bore sighted, ready to go. I mean, it's just boom. and they know what they're doing at Stone Arms. So if it's getting your next handgun, your next rifle, they have some shotguns in there too that are beautiful, or you're looking for accessories, or you're looking gunsmithing, Stone Arms. Now, they are just about a quarter mile west of Snow on Airport Boulevard on the south side there. Online at stonearmsinc.com. Go see Jeff and my people at Stone Arms. They will take care of you. All right, to the text line here, and I figured there'd be some text here. Let's see. Let's go to... All right, some memes here. Let's get past the memes. Chris in Orange Beach, he said, "Hey, brother, I'm in a truck that doesn't have a radio, so I'm listening to you on the new improved app with no ads. It goes straight to you. Thank you." Yes, the app is much more efficient than before, so check it out. If you have not gotten the app yet, it's a perfect time to do it. If you're an Android user and you're hip like me and you make all the iPhone people go, "You have the weird text." If you're one of us, go to Google Play. If you are a hipster Apple user, go to the App Store. Either place, look for FMTALK1065. That's our app. Download it. It's free. It's good stuff. All right. Let's see. Supermom said, just to clarify, yesterday when I asked, could a 22-year-old gamer do this, I didn't mean the physical shot. I'm meaning, was there something bigger behind him? Did he act alone? Seems like a certain sector knew this was coming. Yeah, I don't know. You know, the conspiracy supermom, I'll tell you, one of them that I heard over the weekend, it was the Israelis that put him up to it. I mean, I've heard, or it could be Occam's razor, right? That it was a deranged individual that did it on his own. I don't know. And I'm sure Cash Patel's working on it. I wish Cash Patel is probably very intelligent. He didn't get to that point without being smart. But sometimes when he stares right in the camera, I'm like, is anything going through that guy's head? I'm not saying it's not. It's just sometimes it looks like there's like birds tweeting and stuff. Tim says, what's the best day to go to the expo if you're going to buy something or get the best deals? I mean, they got the deals set up through the whole thing, Tim. I hadn't talked to every individual vendor, but I'd say the Saturday is going to be the time you have the most time with the vendors at the outdoor expo. And I saw when I was hanging out with them yesterday, some new pieces of equipment that are coming in there. So tractor equipment, planting equipment, stuff for planting, stuff for hunting and shooting houses and stands and all that stuff on display. All right, Squirrel Vereen, you keep wanting to ignore the radical extremists and think they are few and rare. The liberal hate is unrestrained and with regular and frequent deadly consequences. So therefore we do away with the First Amendment? This is the creeping danger of populism. Tripp says, you are correct, Sean. First Amendment. B-Dark, Sean, that's why I listen to you, because you give me almost all my freedom of speech rights. Almost. That's right. Almost, with some limitations. Michael sent me some pictures here. I got to figure out what that is. CB Carl said the former ranger that was the guy who was giving the instructions for us when we did the over the edge way back when it was a SWAT team leader in Memphis, to get away from that for his vacation, he traveled around helping nuts like us safely jump off tall buildings. That over the edge thing, yeah, I did that years ago down here at the, what is that? Is it the Marriott? The one here, like just by the malls? Over the edge thing was cool. The rappelling is cool. Let's see. Unnamed texture says, you're not making sense. There is protected speech protected by the First Amendment. My right to keep and bear arms is also protected, yet I cannot own my own fully armed A6 intruder. Didn't I say there were limitations? Didn't I say? I went through them. So I don't get to choose which is protected. Neither does Pam Bondi. Yes, and saying that there's hate speech... This is the, y'all, do you not see the danger? Do you remember me losing my mind when the Biden administration was going in during COVID and saying, well, we're not telling Facebook to take people's opinions on there that are not pro-government stance on this, but we're making them aware of it. That was a soft censorship. This is, just because it is in your court now, it should be in the court of what our founders set up. Gene says, J.D. Vance lectured European leaders about how backwards they were, and now they've changed their mind, so free speech is relatively applied. Same people that shackled legal Koreans because they didn't know anything. legal Koreans. I don't know that story, Gene. Send it to me. Old drink slinger said, why would anyone in their right mind want somebody who doesn't like them to cook anything for them? You go. Kenny says, I don't know, because in a way that's censoring someone's voice by not printing it, but it's violating rights, I guess, by trying to prosecute the individual for not printing something because it was against what they believe. It's complicated. It is complicated. But do you see the fact that she says we're going to go, not like Office Depot didn't have a policy to say don't print Charlie Kirk stuff. This one person did, and now they're going to use the government to go after Office Depot? Unnamed texter, here we go, this is good. Religious conviction, religious liberty in the case of the baker and political preference in the case of Office Depot employee. Only religious liberty is protected in the Constitution. You cannot discriminate based on political preference. Do you think that religion and politics ever get intertwined? Right? We'll pick this up. April Marie also joins the fray coming up next.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Right, 12:35 FM Talk 106.5 Midday Mobile 343-0106. How you get in touch on the call or text line? Also, use the talkback messages through the FM Talk 106.5 app, and we'll get back to these texts but we'll continue the conversation right now about the same subject in the beginning here with April Marie Fogel. She is a guest host in residence here at FM Talk 106.5. Read her work at 1819news.com and follow her on social media for her travails against the animals of the wild Birmingham trying to invade her homestead. April Marie, thanks for being on.
I'm convinced I was wrong. There was not just one raccoon that got run over. There was another raccoon somewhere on my property.
Okay, but the one that got run over was the one that was out during the day that could have been rabid.
Yeah, the one that was out, that got run over was out during the day and was not scared. Like, didn't do. Everybody says, if the raccoon doesn't run, you got a problem. So that raccoon did not, in fact, run from any of us. So we're okay with him getting hit. But there is evidence, and by evidence, I mean one has been sighted and I think heard of one on my property.
But not in your house, not in the attic or anything.
So that's what I think I heard. I think there's no way.
In the attic, you got a problem. If they're just out doing raccoon stuff, let them just do raccoon stuff. It's just when they get in the attic, it's a problem.
I think one made its way to the attic. I have someone coming to look this afternoon.
Okay, well, I'll text you some stuff. You can get a live catch trap. They're for sale pretty much at any of your box stores or Tractor Supply, somewhere like that, or you can go to a I'll send you a link for a dog-proof tube trap. Either way, you can catch them pretty easy. They're pretty easy to catch, especially if they have not been trapped before. It's just
frightening, I tell you.
It's just work. All right. You know what's frightening to me? Yesterday,
yes.
Attorney General, see that segue? Attorney General Pam Bondi, it comes out. I think she had a dreadful 24 hours. Now, there are people that agree with me on the text line and people that disagree. But this idea of saying there's free speech and there's hate speech, hey, does this not sound like what Democrats have done forever?
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of this. I understand this is like hate crimes, right? Isn't nearly every crime motivated by hate? And when we don't prosecute crimes against whites the way we prosecute crimes for other minorities. You can look at the stabbing on the railway and see that. And so I'm not a fan of this hate speech thing. What I will say is I support the justice of an employer saying you don't represent us, or a school saying you don't belong in a classroom. But I don't know that we need to go out. I think it needs to be a very narrow, if you are inciting violence, that's one thing. But if you're just celebrating, I don't know that there's anything to be done about somebody who their employer isn't going to take action.
Yeah, I mean, you and I said this off the air, but y'all, same thing I said at the beginning. If you come out, I mean, there are mechanisms for slander and libel, but there's also mechanisms to curtail the speech in front. If you say, hey, go down to 1234 Main Street and kill Billy, okay, different story. That's a different story.
Totally different story.
But if you're saying, even y'all, just the stuff that disgusts you or makes you angry doesn't mean that the government gets to go silence that person. We can't live in that world, y'all, no matter what side of the court the ball's in.
Yeah, and here's the thing is we have seen this. Those of us who are really active watching what other nations are doing to women who say we want safe sports and safe spaces and we want to recognize we don't want our the womanhood erased by men who claim they are women. In other countries, those women are literally going to jail for saying that. They are offenders. And I don't want this to inch up the slippery slope of this being used by a future Biden or Harris or auto pin collector. I don't want that down the line. I just don't like it.
No, it is a truly slippery slope. And it's the problem is people say, and the argument that be made to me, and it's fair. It's a fair argument. They'll say, well, the left uses it and they're being successful. You know, you just want to sit on your laurels and take the hit, right? You're the dummy that doesn't want to fight fire with fire. But I'm an American first. I am dedicated to the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, not a certain, you know, whoever's in office at that time. And I think that's the problem. I think you're talking about those other countries. They don't have that First Amendment baseline to work from, and therefore it creeps further left, or it could creep right, depends on the country.
Yeah, I am wholeheartedly supportive of making sure there's not a credible threat. So, you know, I did a story on the guy in Coleman, hung a Coleman banner. That was a threat. It was like, you know, just the first one is basically was the message. And now, like, one down, more deserving. That's what the guy in Coleman said. I don't mind a police visit to his house to find out if he's got an arsenal in there. He's preparing in a hit list, okay? But if someone just says, Charlie Kirk said vile things and is, you know, and I'm not going to mourn his death, I don't know that we deport them for that or send law enforcement to their house for that. There has to be a line.
Absolutely. Let's talk about the assassination of Charlie Kirk. So this was after we talked last week. This is something that has risen beyond, you know, everybody. It said, well, you know, here's this guy. He was he was saying these things. And I go through what he had said. I don't think they were even, you know, extreme coming from the right. I mean, maybe people can pick out some things that I've gone through and tried to find them in context to make sure I know what I'm talking about. But here's a guy that I think was just successful in using the words, right? Other people say the same words. I think he became the flashpoint because he was good at it, at debating. It wasn't the words, it was the carrier that was successful.
I have to say, so when he was shot and killed, I did not meet Charlie Kirk personally, but I have more friends than I can count on fingers who were personal friends, not click and grin photo ops at events, but people who knew and spent time with him would call him a friend. He's from Arizona. I've got a lot of friends in Arizona from my time working there. And I saw this, and I was like, they were all so deeply impacted. And I was shook up. And I'll tell you that what made Charlie Kirk, to your question, to your point, what made him effective was he made people feel seen and heard in a way that others out there don't. I love me a Matt Walsh. I love me a Ben Shapiro. There are people out there who are big media personalities who talk but don't listen. And you can see him talking to people who are trans, people from a broken home. A girl came up and asked about what to do with her divided home and her parents. And he said, you know, you honor your Ten Commandments and you honor your parents, even when that's hard, even when you don't agree with their politics. He taught her ways to get around the tough dinner conversations that a lot of people say those are fights you want to have. Charlie was probably the most outspoken with his types of views, but he just communicated them in a way that even trying to replicate, I don't know that someone else can.
Yeah, and he knew it well enough. You know, I've often said this, the smartest people, when I interview scientists or historians or whomever, the smartest ones are the ones that can explain it so I can understand it, right? I mean, they can, the most genius of them can put it in regular people terms. And I think that's what Charlie Kirk could do. And he also could see nuance. People are like, what are you talking about, nuance? Well, he would be talking to somebody. There's one that's gone around the web now where somebody comes out and says, how can Donald Trump have, you know, gay supporters or something like that? And he went through a discussion of, you know, why wouldn't they be part of the movement? They said, well, you're a Christian. And he also, you know, can talk politics and then can talk Bible verses and talk about what Jesus did and who he sat with. I mean, just he could pivot. And he didn't. He wasn't looking at notes. It wasn't a pre-planned thing. And I don't, I don't agree with everything politically that Charlie Kirk talked about. But he was really good at making a case and making it, like you said, speaking to regular people and doing it in their way and not browbeating them, Shapiro, and listening to them.
Yeah, I think that it's really, there was a gift. He was talented and gifted. Part of what he did, and I tell people, I would never want to be, you do this for a living, right? You talk for hours. There are hours and hours and years of clips of you talking. And what has done is they've gone out, they've picked some of the worst clips, and then they've narrowed it down, taken away the context, and that's what they're defining his life by. This is a man who started as a teenager and then all through adulthood refined his messaging by listening to people, which is what he was saying he was doing. And so he figured out a way to, with nuance, communicate to the trans and the gay and the people who believed affirmative action should happen. And he did it in such a way that rarely, unless somebody came up and they were talking to him, and I saw some of those videos too, and were absolutely rabid, he would not, you would walk away going, I'm better for that. And I think that's a skill and a personality that, again, it's like any other skill, it's honed over time. And he just did this time and time again. And of course, there are the videos of him, you know, having people lose their mind at him or him sniping back at somebody who was a little over the top. But I think, by and large, his body of work speaks for itself, and he made his faith a central component, especially towards the end, his faith and his family a central component of everything he did and talked about.
Yeah, one of the things, too, that I hope, the I Am Spartacus moment, I had talked about that on yesterday's show and last week as well. When will this moment be out there when the next, you know, they say the next Charlie Kirk arises? I hope it happens organically, and you've watched this kind of media world long enough to know what I'm talking about, that they don't prepackage somebody and say, here's the new Charlie Kirk. You know what I'm talking about? When they do this thing where they say, like, this is the new, we've watched it happen in media. Oh, we have the new whatever, and it falls flat. I want somebody to do this by their own qualities, right? Rise up and matriculate.
And quite honestly, I find it a little bit gross, right? There are people who are like, I'm ready to carry the torch. I want to do this, pass it on the next Charlie Kirk. And you're going, wait, just give it time. Mm-hmm. And you, this isn't, nobody's passing on a crown and a scepter to you. It's a mantle you'll take up because you do the work he did and earn the confidence he earned and the respect he earned. And, you know, you look at the greats on radio, Rush Limbaugh, Dan Bongino was somewhat, given time slot and was given a lot of, a lot of opportunities. But I still don't think he is going to go down in history as the next Rush. Rush is Rush. And I don't think you can just copy that and go, oh, this is the model. I'm going to go out on campuses and I'm going to say what he said. I think it has to be authentic. It has to be from the heart. Part of what made Charlie Kirk him was him telling his story, why he didn't go to college, why he married, what his family meant to him. And you can't fake that. You have to feel that.
True, true. People want to continue the conversation with you. How do they find you online and talk about where they read your work when you're writing for 1819 News?
So 1819news.com is where you can find my stories these days. I'm publishing quite a bit. And then on X, I have stayed away from social media. I was traumatized. I will genuinely say by seeing the shooting, but I'm back on X a little bit. April Marie.
All right. Good stuff. April Marie. We'll talk soon.
Talk soon.
All right. Coming right back. More Midday Mobile.
listening to Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 12:53, FM Talk 106.5, Midday Mobile. Get to the text line in a second. I'm going to check in with my buddy, Blaine Price, at Parrish Tractor right now. And he was explaining to me this to me during the news break. Y'all pay attention. You're going to like this. Blaine, I mean, people get before every holiday that comes up, people start texting me like during that week. Is Blaine, are they going to do the deal at Parrish? So you've done this deal. It's been pretty popular. Talk about what you've done in the past.
Yeah, Sean. So on our rental department, normally holiday weekends, three-day weekends, we run a deal on all of our rental equipment. You pick it up on Friday after lunch, bring it back to us the following Tuesday by 10 a.m. because we'd be off Monday and everybody would be out of school. Bring it back to us by 10 o'clock that Tuesday morning and only be charged for one day. So the remainder of the year, we're going to run a special on all rental equipment. Pick it up on Friday after lunch, bring it back to us on Monday morning before 10 a.m. As long as you keep 10 hours or less on the machine, you'll be charged for one day instead of two. So we're going to run that for the rest of the year on all of our rental equipment. It doesn't matter if it's a tractor, a skid steer, an excavator, anything, big or small, we're going to run that special.
Now, that's going to get a lot of attention, year-round, but this time of year, people getting stuff to go work at the hunting camp, that sounds like it's a perfect deal for them.
That's right. So all the tractors with all the different implements, whether it be discs, tillers, spreaders, bush hogs, if you're looking to go to the camp to get food plots ready, come see us and we'll hook you up.
Okay. Somebody listening to us right now wants to take care of the camp this weekend or coming up. How do they get in touch with you? How do they get the deal set up?
We're right here at Parrish Tractor in Robertsdale on Highway 59. You can come by and see us Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, Saturdays, 8 till noon. Give us a call at 251-947-4171 or visit us online at parrishtractor.com.
Hey, thanks, Blaine.
Thanks, Sean.
All right, there goes Blaine over at Parrish Tractor. Yeah, I think that probably is a deal that'll work for a lot of people right there. So good on you, Blaine. All right, to the text line here. Let me try to catch up with some of these. Jim in Georgetown said, dang, Sean, all these folks saying that the government needs to stop the free speech of the left, vile though it is, I don't get it. Are we no better than them? Does tit for tat make it right? T-Mac says the amendment protects us from government retribution or censorship. Private companies can refuse service and at any time and for any reason and should not fear the government telling them who they have to serve. Although we've gone through that. There are some limitations there. Dirt Digger says, Sean, you may not like this. Okay, well, good. This is interesting. You may not like this, but you're like, oh, I don't mind that. You may not like this, but you're like Trump. You do what you say. This station does turn up our voices unless it's against radio rules. It doesn't matter what side of the political parties you let on the station. Thanks for keeping us informed. One sword sharpens another. You know, that's how it works. It's why you scrimmage, right? It's why you practice. You're like, right? I used to hate it. I'm like, why are we scrimmaging, coach? Let's just wait for the game. Just go see if you can stand up to it. All right, B-Dark says, Sean, you don't know the white man is the most hated and discriminated against ever. I don't think is there discrimination? As I guess I can speak, I'm a white dude. I can speak a little bit about this. I get it like, oh, it's all against white folks. Now, you know what? It should be against no one. It should, like, y'all have heard my idea before for elections. I think everybody should be in a burqa. And not have a name, be given a number, and use that voice synthesizer they use like on 60 Minutes when they're interviewing somebody, like blah, 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 blah. And people just talk about ideas. Then you can have the big reveal, like, oh, it's a black woman. Oh, it's a white dude. It's an Asian man. Whatever. I'm about ideas. Steve said, I missed your guest you had on about Vibrio. How do I go back and listen? Steve, if you have our app, you can search through the podcast on our app. But if not, just go to fmtalk1065.com, click the podcast tab, and you can scroll through there to the show last week and the discussion with Dr. Michaels about Vibrio. That's on there. And a reminder, too, just make sure if you're getting podcasts somewhere, wherever you get them, just subscribe to get them from FM Talk 106.5. I mean, you get it directly through the app. If you don't want to do that, it's like subscribing to our stuff right there through the app. It'll show you what's new. But if you go elsewhere, just make sure to subscribe for FM Talk 106.5 and you'll get them delivered. But if you don't do any of those things, just go to the website and click the tab. It's like along the top there. It said podcast. Oh, sorry, that wasn't Steve. That was Brandon. I'm sorry, Brandon. Yeah, it's right there. And Brandon, you know how to find it there. If not, I'll send you a link. Old Drinkslinger said, if Office Depot refused to print the flyer, I would try Staples and maybe never shop at Office Depot again. There you go. This is William Bush said, Sean, I respectfully disagree with your thoughts on free speech. The very hatred and vile words spread from many misguided individuals are what encouraged this sick, evil, young, brainwashed individual to take the life of a husband, father, and Christian. Okay? And I respectfully disagree with you. Because even though those things happen, there's no reason to say we're not going to follow the First Amendment. All right, coming right back. Hour number two next.